Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711. Well, cash cattle trade likely to become more evident through the day with the delayed Fed cattle auction taking place this morning. Additional strong cash hog buying is expected to be seen through the complex. Now, even though bids and offers became more evident through the day yesterday, still little incentive for either side to focus on getting much business done. The Fed cattle exchange, which traditionally is seen as the first indicator of cash business of the week, delayed due to technical challenges. They'll trade today, and this may start the ball rolling more effectively in the feedlot country once business gets done on the FEC auction. Now, fundamental strength is once again expected to help keep cash hog prices elevated as packers continue to become aggressive in sourcing hogs, even though overall end-of-week procurement numbers have slowed significantly. With a Saturday run of 28,000 and lighter Friday plant runs expected, it's still expected that packers are going to need to dig a bit deeper into pockets to find market-ready hogs or producers willing to sell them in order to fill those procurement desires. Corn futures, particularly July contract, rose to an 11-month high for a lead month, and a new crop December topped $4 for the first time since March in very active trading yesterday, as forecasts have hot weather this weekend and early next for parts of Iowa and Nebraska. The winter wheat markets closed higher, led by soft red winter wheat, while spring wheat closed lower to take a break from its recent gains. The two winter wheats closed at their highest in about a month, while the lower spring wheat remained close to its recent two-year high. The catalyst for wheat has been the decline in condition ratings, particularly spring wheat. The spring wheat has been stressed by hot and dry weather. Corn futures closed at its highest since July last year, and December topped $4 as the hot forecast for the weekend likely prompted short covering. Funds have been net short for the corn market. And soybeans closed higher for the fourth straight session with support from the corn and winter wheat. Despite the gains, soybeans remain under key moving averages. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
July, I make that June live cattle up a dollar yesterday, 131.20, and August was up 57 cents at 124.17. August feeder cattle down 57 cents, 154.80. September down 72 at 154.12. The hog futures, July down 30 at 81.07, and August down 45 cents at 80.72. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 3 3/4, 449 3/4. September up 3 3/4 at 466 3/4. Chicago wheat, July was up 2.5, 447 1/4. September up 2.5, 461 3/4. July corn's up 2.5, 387 1/4. And September up 2 3/4 at 395. July soybeans up 6 1/4 at 937. And August was up 6.5 at 940 3/4. July cotton up 29.7608. October up 38, 7489. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.